The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, you take control, toll free here, and bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can get on Skype and get on the air with us that way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, Mark, do you want to summarize where we've been tonight as far as what's the main topic on the table?
Well, we were talking about this Pew Research poll about Americans wanting a third party, and that 58% of Americans want a third party. And I'd kind of asked the question, and I think that this is, still a relevant question, is, look, when you consider that people get the government that they deserve, and I don't really know who people are, but whatever. Let's say America has the government it deserves, and Americans want a third party, but they don't vote for third parties. Is this what they mean? Is this what we get? Is that, we individually may want a third party, but when we don't vote for them, then what's the expectation that we're ever going to get a third party?
And also, you asked a question earlier at the very beginning of the show. Not a single person has answered it tonight. And that is, if you are against a third party, then why? What is your reason for that? 855-450-FREE. I suspect it's because you're afraid of competition. I suspect it's because you don't like the idea of people bringing fresh concepts to the table, because that's a threat. It's a threat to the status quo. It's a threat to your existing party and their existing position in that status quo. That's what I suspect. Well, I don't know if they would admit to that, though.
Yeah, well, a lot of times what they'll say is that, whoever it is, the Greens are drawing away votes from the Democrats, and the Libertarians are drawing away votes from the Republicans. And the suggestion is that somehow the Democrats and the Republicans own those votes, that they deserve them, and that if you don't want that other bad person to get in, then you should just go ahead and, suck it up and vote for the lesser of two crap sandwiches.
Well, you know what's refreshing is there was a guy who called in the last hour who brought up Sean Haugh, I believe is his name. Haugh?
Okay.
H-A-U-G-H. What's your guess at that? H-A-U-G-H. Haugh?
Ho. Haugh?
I think it was Haugh. Anyway, okay. Sean Haugh in North Carolina is running for U.S. Senate. And apparently the Koch brothers, who everybody accuses of being libertarian, the Koch brothers are apparently buying advertising to promote him in an attempt to sway Democratic voters to vote for the Libertarian. Now, normally when a Libertarian runs, they are accused wrongfully, I think, of being just like the Republicans and siphoning votes away from the Republicans, which, of course, is not true. Liberty-minded candidates can attract votes from anywhere. They can attract votes from those who don't vote. They can attract votes from Democrats and Republicans, because Libertarians agree with Democrats and Republicans on different things. And so it's interesting to finally see people using the wasted vote complaint from the Democratic side. And that's, essentially what the Koch brothers are trying to institute here by buying advertising. Apparently some of the advertisements, according to the Vice article, it says here, the American Future Fund, a conservative group connected to the Koch brothers, is trying to sell Mr. Haugh as to liberal voters in a bizarre little ad campaign that the group dropped last week. Smiley young actors wave slogans like "More weed, less war," and "Get Haugh, get high," and encourage other young people to vote for the candidate who, quote, supports our values, unquote. The intent, it seems, is to turn Haugh to conservatives' advantage by getting all those hippie youths who are going to support the Democrat to vote for Haugh instead.
That's hilarious.
Which I think is fantastic. And I love it. I love it when the opposition groups will pay for advertising for libertarians, because normally libertarians don't get any headway whatsoever. They make no progress in most elections. They don't get hardly any votes. No one pays attention to them. And they certainly don't have their own money to engage in advertising campaigns. So it warms my heart when the opponents seem to think that libertarians are worth actually spending money to attack. And we're seeing it happen all the time here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project participants. There's a piece over that Andre Rosa posted. He's a Free State Project participant who's running for state rep, I believe, in Manchester. There's a full-page hit piece, looks like a trifold, actually, that's come out that calls him an ultra-extremist. And goes over
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, goes over all kinds of details about how
he doesn't believe in using force or fraud in order to achieve his means. This man is out of his mind.
They promote a website called freestateprojectwatch.org, which I'll have to check out. I haven't been to that one yet. Let's go to your phones and call phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Chuck. He's listening in Des Moines. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I was just wanting to chime in about the third party issue.
Yes, sir.
I say we do away with all parties and just vote for the best people for the job. Want to create competition, get rid of all party affiliations.
Well, there are some races like that, right? Like I know that the local offices here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, they are what's called nonpartisan. So you cannot have a party label next to the name on the ticket.
But the incumbents still win over and over in those nonpartisan races, too.
Well, the way I look at it, though, is in those situations, you don't have people voting for a party straight across the board. You have people voting for the person that whose beliefs most often fit their beliefs instead of, you know, okay, I'm Democrat, so I'm going to vote Democrat.
It's certainly true, Chuck, that there's a better chance that in a nonpartisan race someone is going to take the time to actually have to look into the candidates, but it may also be the case that the parties will just issue voting recommendations and then people will vote that way.
I like the recommendation. I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, this is a good idea. I think that it is a deck chair I'd like to see moved on the Titanic.
Which one would be easier, though? Like, okay, so I also am with you on this, Chuck. I wouldn't oppose what you're proposing here at all, but which is easier to facilitate? Because either way, whichever proposal I'm going to give you here, you've got to go through the Republicans and Democrats to get it approved. So is it more likely the Republicans and Democrats would approve what you're proposing, and that is eliminating party labels from the ballot entirely, or would it be more likely that they would try to make the system more fair for third parties? I'm really not sure. What do you think?
If you had to leave it to the Republicans and the Democrats, it'd probably sway towards the third party because they want to keep themselves prominent. So,
You may be right about that. And I can tell you, whenever the proposals are made to make things fair for third parties, they shoot that stuff down.
Yeah, that's the one thing that the Republicans and Democrats can agree on.
That's true. Chuck, thanks for the call tonight, man.
It's those nonpartisan races that I have the most shame about that I voted in the past. Like, these would be the ones where I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. I guess I kind of like the last name Anderson or Vickers or, you know, like you just pick names. For instance, here in New Hampshire, I've been told, and I don't know if this is true, that you can get about a 5% bump just by having a French last name because they're, you know, the French have been sort of a disreputed underclass here in New Hampshire. So they'll stick together a little more. So, oh, well, I know he's French. I'll vote for him. And or has the French last name. So if just having a French last name will get you 5% of the vote, and that's kind of a silly reason to vote for somebody just because of their last name. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one of the problems with that.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Larry is also in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been part of this problem, or not part of the problem, but trying to be part of the solution for probably 20-some years. First thing that people can do, and there's something you can do today, is go out and register as an independent, unregister as a party member. The fastest thing that will make these parties stand up and take notice is when the independent count of your state is 60% and the Democrat and Republican counts are 20% each.
I think that may be the case in New Hampshire, or we're darn close. I'm pretty sure that in New Hampshire we have three statuses, Republican, Democrat, and undeclared. So that's essentially the independent group. And it's my understanding the independents are the majority in New Hampshire.
So that hasn't gone anywhere.
Iowa also.
Of course, the Republicans and Democrats are still in charge, and they haven't done a damn thing about it.
And one thing that people say about independents is they're not really independent. They just vote for whatever party they vote for. We just can't count them.
That is pretty far from the actual truth. Most independents and I've been in all my life, and I've worked with national independent groups across the country. 90% of your independents are independents because they don't want the party, they don't like what they see, and they're tired of the situation that we have.
I think you're right about that, Larry, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time still for you to get on the air here to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855 450 free. Still talking, though, generally about third parties and the frustration that, on one hand, Americans seem to support the idea of having a so-called strong third party, but on the other hand, aren't willing to do anything, even so much as vote for one of those third parties in order to get it to the point of being a strong third party. Now, the Libertarians did finally get a million votes again. It took them 30 years. The last time they had a million votes was back in 1980, so it actually took them 32 years to get those that million votes. So their Gary Johnson candidate did actually clock in at over a million, but still, that was like, what, half of a percent or something like that? Ultimately a drop in the bucket when compared to the other parties. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Is it an ISIS crisis or just more hype? Well, antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All antiwar.com has is you. The antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin for you Bitcoin promoters out there. It's antiwar.com/donate because war is the health of the state.
All right, so again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got Michael in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1. Hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. Hey. About your comment about this crab sandwich, same side of the crab sandwich or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Both sides are not the same.
And I didn't claim they were the same. I think they both stink differently.
Maybe you think they stink. But if you want to do a little research, perhaps you'll do a research, Google Republicans blocked, and look what's been blocked for the last 5.5 years. And that stuff that's been blocked, I want you to look to see who put that forward. It was independents like Bernie Sanders and proud Democrats that are trying to fight for your families.
But you don't think Bernie Sanders is really independent, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's how he runs.
Yeah, well, that's how he runs.
Politicians would never lie to you.
The right calls him a commie. And of course, you know, I look at the bills he puts forward. Now, you guys say you should look at the candidate. Well, that's what I've done. I was independent until the Bush Gore, okay? Now, I like to be, I've registered as a Democrat so that I could pick in the primary the best person that represents my views. So it's not a terrible thing.
Now, no, I would agree with you that it's worth. I'm a Republican for the same reason.
The problem you guys are running into about making these both the same, they're not the same. The Democratic.
No, I didn't make that. You are making things up.
Okay.
I'll say that they're the same. I'll go ahead and go out on that limb. Hold on, Michael.
I think it's like choosing between fascists and socialists. That's what I think it's like.
To me, Michael, they are the same because they both want to control my life. I mean, just because they might disagree on the means, the mechanism to, which things they want to control. Huh?
I think you're confused. I think the Democrats want to give you more freedom than the Republicans want to give you.
Wait,
the Republicans
what?
Republicans are based on biblical values. They think that the churches should run the government. Now, Democrats are
Hold on, Michael, before you continue rambling here, I'm pretty sure the Democrats, but I'm no fan of either, just to be clear. I'm pretty sure that there are Democrats who, for instance, want to control violence in video games. The Democrats are still engaging in the war on drugs. The Democrats are engaging in wars all around the world.
If we had Democratic House of Representatives, we would have closed the war on drugs.
But Barack Obama hasn't done anything. He could close the war on drugs right now. You don't need the House of Representatives for that. You understand that, right? You understand that the executive branch is controlled by the president. So if the president wanted to tell the DEA to stop enforcing the war on drugs, or at the very least to stop enforcing the war on marijuana, then he could totally do that. But he hasn't.
And he also has to lead by what the people yell. Now, if you get the people
by what
for candidates, He'll lead by what he hears from the people.
He's a politician.
You've changed what you've just said then, because you had told me if the Democrats were in control, they would end the war on drugs, and there's no evidence whatsoever for that, because the Democrats have had the presidency for two terms recently, and then prior to that, Bill Clinton, who supposedly didn't inhale, he didn't do a damn thing to end the war on drugs.
You can't be just by the president. Right. We do need.
Yes, it can. He's in charge of the executive branch. And you know what else the president's in charge of? The U.S. military. So if he wanted to, he could pull the troops out from all of the countries around the world that they're currently warmongering in. But Democrats are as much a warmongers as Republicans are.
Now, I won't argue on that point.
All right, then we agree. Thanks for the call, Michael. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Look, okay, there's minor differences between the two parties, and some of those minor differences might make someone prefer one party over the other, but ultimately, if you care about freedom, then there is no difference between those two parties, because no matter which one of them is in charge of whichever House or, you know, Senate or presidency, whatever it is they're in charge of, and sometimes there have been times when they've been in total control. They haven't instituted freedom. They haven't rolled back the size of the government. They haven't released the innocent prisoners from around the country. That's something else the president can do. If the president thinks that the war on drugs is such a bad thing, he could just start signing pardons left and right for all those nonviolent, peaceful drug offenders who are sitting in prison cells all around this country.
Or just the marijuana ones, if that's what he wanted to do.
Mark Emery from Vancouver, who was extradited from Canada under the Barack Obama administration. He was there the whole time during Obama's administration. He was in for 5 years, right? So he was in the whole time. They call him the Prince of Pot. He sold seeds on the internet. He was the guy who ran Cannabis Culture magazine. He was he was extradited and convicted and sentenced and held in prison for 5 years, all during Barack Obama's presidency. I mean, if Barack Obama wanted to at least send a message about ending the war on drugs, he could have set Mark Emery free. Yep. These Democrats don't care about your freedom, and neither do the Republicans.
What they care about is government worker unions, and those unions want to perpetuate the police state, among other things. You know, they want to retain control of the schools. They don't want to have a variety of education for kids. They want the same homogenous education. When it comes to the DEA, this is just part of the big police apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
And those groups tend to support the Democrats. I'm sorry, can color me completely nonplussed about how Democrats are going to increase my freedom. Take a look at the Democratic states. Are those places more free? Not according to the charts that rate free states.
Dan is in Wisconsin, also listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders wouldn't even agree with him because he says he lives in a small state. He says you're not even going nowhere. The mainstream media is completely controlled. They've done studies with it that most, at least Americans will follow authority, so they trust the media.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, he's basically just a tool. That's why he actually can't let that guy out of prison or whatever because the media will come after him right away. The media is controlled by super powerful people. That's all been bought out. Already, you're not going to get enough.
Well, he's not. He's not letting Mark Emery. He's not letting him out of prison because of the media. He's not letting him out of prison because the police state. He supports the police state.
Well, I know, but he even if he say he wanted to, he wouldn't be able to because the media would the media would say he's an evildoer. George Bush can't do nothing, and neither can Barack Obama. They're all cool. Remember when George Bush tried to hire.
Dan, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. We're coming up.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number 855-450-FREE. You take control here, 855-450-3733. And join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. They're all free.
If you're thinking about starting a business, it's a good idea to incorporate. And incorporation, that can cost you a lot, unless you go through LegalZoom.com. Now, LegalZoom is a website that has all kinds of legal forms that you might need, whether it's a patent, will, trademark, LLC, whatever it is you might need, they've got it there. They ask you questions. They fill out the form for you. They make it easy for you. They're not attorneys, but it was started by an attorney. It's LegalZoom.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, or Faster Than Light, whatever you want, use coupon code FTL, and you'll get $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. They've got all kinds of forms over there, and if you don't have a will, you really need one. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts, talking about third parties and the difficulties they face in getting any kind of recognition whatsoever. And, of course, the Republicans and Democrats aren't helping that. And if you oppose the idea of third parties, would love to hear from you. Still, no one has really answered that question. If you do oppose them, then explain to us why. I know those people are out there. I've met them in real life, so I know they exist. Kevin's in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. In terms of why the third party idea is probably not the best, it has to do with the way our current election system is set up. And I got a kind of, I think it was Chuck who said that the best party system is no party system, and I got to kind of throw in with that one.
Okay. I'm with you there.
I'll take it.
Yeah, if we could get that changed.
Our fathers were down with that. I mean, they had said that they wished there were no parties. But if you look at the way things are set up now, it's pretty much whoever gets the largest number of votes wins.
50 plus one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, there are other countries. There are other countries where apparently this is the same sort of situation, but they have third parties. So,
exactly. It's the same situation everywhere. But what's different in the other countries is that they do things a little differently. The way our system is set up, to get back to what I was talking about, it's whoever gets the largest number of votes. Now, if you take 100% and divide that by two, that's, you know, the split down the middle is 50%. So if you get 50.0001%
right.
of the vote,
sure.
you're the winner. If you've got three parties working in that system, now you're dividing 100 by 3. And if you're going, it's actually possible to win then with 33.333339% of the vote.
Right.
And you have a situation where the winner of the election is actually a minority. And
sure.
that's the flaw in our system. What they do in other countries, because, you know, everybody votes everywhere, but they have a different system. There are different systems. There are a couple of them. They call them first past the poll. Another one is proportional voting.
Yeah, proportional. I think proportional makes more sense than winner take all. Personally.
Yeah, there's just about every form of voting that is better than this one.
That's true. Or ranking, where you can rank the candidates as well, and that's kind of there's different ways to actually vote, to cast a vote. Man, the American system sucks.
Well, consider that the Constitution was the first republic, really, of its size for quite some time. There's no expectation that they should have gotten it right on the first go-round. The sad thing is it's just too big to turn around at this point.
Kevin, good call tonight, man. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to Paige in Tallahassee, Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paige.
All right. I'm talking freely here.
Here you are.
Okay. Yes, I am. Okay, running campaigns, and I've got the Certificate of Appreciation from Harry Brown to prove it. I learned a couple of things, and that's studying the issue. People vote based on two major things. The number one reason somebody votes for a candidate is they know the person personally. That's why people walk neighborhoods and shake hands, things like that. But the number two reason, and the overwhelming reason, numbers-wise, why people vote for a certain candidate is party affiliation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do I go to Walmart or any other retailer? I'm used to a certain thing from that particular brand. Now then, what does that mean for us as libertarians? Okay? My old friend Eric Ritberg, who I went to college with, has it right, I believe. And that is, you've got to do your best within that, unfortunately, locked in 200 years ago, the infrastructure, two-party system. And I think that with Ron Paul running as a Republican and getting lots of good media and grassroots traction, and his son, only one generation past, actually polling very well amongst this group, Republicans, that is where we need to be. I think we made a tactical error in 1972 by separating from the party. It was like taking the head and separating it from the heart and the body. We need to go back and do the thinking for the party.
What party?
The Republican Party.
Why? Why the Republicans? Why not the Democrats?
Because it is the Republican Party where we find the most people who still think about the Constitution, the most voters who think about freedom. If I go to a place and I want to ask people who here thinks it's important to have free this or freedom of that and responsibility, and it'll almost always be Republicans.
I don't know. It depends on who you ask and what questions you're asking, in my opinion. I mean, I find that converting liberals to libertarianism is an easier task in a lot of ways than conservatives. Now, Mark disagrees with me on that position. But nonetheless, why not, if your statement is that people vote for the party, then wouldn't it make sense to go and take over whichever party is most popular in an area? So, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, Democrats win all the time. Republicans don't have a chance in hell of winning in Keene, New Hampshire. So wouldn't it make more sense to infiltrate the Democrats?
You know, you find who is the closer to you ideologically and infiltrate them. If that's the strategy that works the best, then use
it. Well, I can tell you that strategy is working fine in New Hampshire, where libertarians are running as both Republicans and Democrats and actually winning. In fact, there's the party establishments are so upset about it that they're speaking out publicly and saying things like, you know, free staters are the single greatest threat to the state. How's it going there, taking over the Republican Party in the state of Florida?
The state of Florida is a slightly different animal, and thanks to me being out of the country for a lot of the time the last 5 years, I haven't followed the local politics super carefully. However, I will say this, on a very local level where I did a lot of organizing, a small number of activists can make a huge difference. And
that's true anywhere.
Exactly. And so we found that by doing the organizing and helping and working for certain candidates, we were able to get, you know, even in primaries, and that's where all the action is, the low tax candidate versus the higher tax candidate, the more freedom, the freedom candidate versus the not as free candidate. And it just goes across the board. And over time, you know, it's like the mining operation. Eventually the wall collapses. So I think
Paige,
we keep working on these parties.
That works. The few activists, the small, dedicated, passionate activists working inside the system, that definitely works. But can you imagine if, for instance, 20,000 of those people happen to be in one small, sparsely populated state, what that might be like?
Oh, I've seen this Free State Project since the beginning.
When are you going to sign up, Paige? Nobody wants to hear your excuses, Paige. The fact is that the activists that are getting things done are moving to New Hampshire. Your job's getting harder every single year because more of them are picking up and leaving. I left Sarasota, Florida, and you can't tell me that Tallahassee's somehow better than Sarasota. I left Sarasota, Florida 8 years ago for New Hampshire, and I don't regret it for a second.
Tallahassee is one of the two most liberal states in Florida. You know that when Jeb Bush lost his first race for governor, he only lost two counties.
I don't care about what's liberal in Florida, what's not, Paige.
Yeah,
I want to know when you're going to move.
Well, you come down here and take care of my 83-year-old mother, and I'll consider
okay.
it. Have a good
family and jobs. Those are good reasons as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks for the call, Paige. Appreciate it. I can tell you that you might as well spend your time on your mom because politics ain't changing in Florida for the better, no matter how much effort you put in. It's not getting more free down there at all. 855-453.
Let Wiley wins.
Right. Keep your fingers crossed on that one. We'll find out more of what you think coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your radio commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are on hold right now, we're going to do our best to get you on here tonight. But if you don't get on tonight, don't worry about it. We've always got the next show, which is Sunday night, because we
21 short hours away.
That's right. We do it 7 nights a week and always live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If we're not live on your local radio station, then you can always call us during our live hours, talk about whatever you want, and then listen later when your radio station plays us, and you'll hear yourself on the radio, which is kind of a cool thing. So join us on the phones. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I got to do a second theatrical premiere today of Derek J's. You might ask yourself, how can you do a second premiere? You can only have one premiere. Well, we did one theatrical premiere back in 2012 when the movie was initially released, and did a different one today because today we premiered the Film Fest edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. There are two versions of this very entertaining documentary film, which has been a real crowd pleaser. First of all, people love the movie. It may make you cry. It may make you laugh more than once. During the film, I really enjoy it. I'm the executive producer of the movie and very, very proud of it. But it's also responsible for bringing liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. And I think that's its real victory, is that it's a real beacon for some of the exciting stuff, some of the activism that is happening here. And you can see it for free by going to victimlesscrimespree.com. That's victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it on YouTube, either version. So if you got the full hour and a half, I recommend the feature-length one. But if all you got's a little bit less time, like an hour, you can watch the Film Fest version, and it's also very, very good. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Russ in Panama. You're on Free Talk Live. That's Panama City, by the way. You're on Free Talk Live, Russ.
Panama City Beach, sir. And
yes.
Glad to talk to you guys.
Welcome.
That increases your property values.
Sir?
I said that increases your property values.
Yeah, if the beach doesn't get eroded away. I really do support your third party thing. And also, we do have a libertarian movement that is trying to grow here in the panhandle. That's where I'm at.
And, but we're trying to take away your activists.
Sir?
We're trying to take away your activists.
Oh, well, I don't think James Morris would be that easy to be taken away. But the deal is, though, really, seriously, you know, a third party and all of that, it's a great idea. I would go there. All I'm asking is, what can we do to take down the elite media corridor from the Northeast? You know what I'm saying? And we're flyover country, and then there's the West Coast. We're fighting a battle against a bunch of elitists.
When you say you want to take down the elite media corridor, what does that mean? Can you describe a little further what you're getting at there?
I try to tell there's a lot of my friends and their wives and stuff that, the Today Show and crap like that. And can I say that on the air? Anyway,
you just did, and you're okay. Go ahead.
You know, some of these, like the ladies, are just brainwashed, and they're all men coming from work, and it's like, that's just, okay, whatever, babe, I'm going to bed. There's so many people I find out when I get out there. I'm a musician, and I work at late nights trying to talk to people, trying to persuade them, look at the alternatives. And there are so many people say, I just don't want to hear it. You know, I turn it to the Today Show.
So the only way that you can deal with mainstream media.
Coming from,
no, yeah, I got you. I mean, the mainstream media is vapid. It's not very intellectual.
That is a very good categorization.
It doesn't encourage independent thinking. It's bread and circuses all the way. And so I share the critique. That's why we're here, right? So Free Talk Live is not a typical talk show.
And that's where I turn your show on, and then I'm one of the few. And I'm trying to turn other people on to you guys. And listen to these guys. Think. And
here's one of the best things you can do. I mean, besides
crazy. They call me a right-wing nut. No, I'm not.
Or a left-wing lunatic. Nut. One of the two.
Well, it takes time, right? I mean, you can't have somebody listen to Free Talk Live once and have them jump on board with the entirety of the libertarian ideal. So it takes time to... Yeah, it takes time to have this message sink in. But if what you want to do is compete with the existing media sort of megalopoly or whatever you want to call it, then you got to create your own media. And if you're not into creating media, then promoting the existing media that you do like is the way to go. And, Russ, thank you for doing that, and thanks for the call tonight. And what I would also recommend, besides recommending Free Talk Live or what other Liberty shows you might prefer to your friends and strangers at your concerts you're going to or wherever – besides printing up flyers and recommending shows, you can also recommend the shows to your local radio station. You can recommend Free Talk Live to your local program director. Now, for instance, if you're only getting 3 hours a night or 3 hours a week of Free Talk Live, well, you're missing out on 18 hours because we do 21 hours per week. We're 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week. We're live. So radio stations who take us just on the weekends, for instance, they could take more Free Talk Live if they wanted to. Or if they're only taking an hour on weeknights, you could ask the program director and say, hey, I really like that show you've got on. Can you put on all 7 nights? Can you put on all 3 hours per night?
The evidence is we get the ratings. We might be a little nutty compared to the average radio talk show out there. We're certainly not the mainstream, but the fact is, people listen.
Yeah, I don't think we're nutty, Mark. I mean, we're the ones advocating peace. We're the ones advocating people should be left alone to live their lives how they want. That, to me, is not nuts. What's nuts is trying to control other people, and that's what the Republicans and Democrats do.
If an opinion that sufficiently deviates from the mean would be considered nuts, then we're nuts. But the fact is that we are run by nuts. This world is run by nuts, and the only sane people are ones that sound completely crazy.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Let's go to Jordan listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was just listening on the radio a little bit ago, and you guys had interviewed the guy Paige from Florida. And he brought up some points about the two-party system. I disagree in general that the two-party system has been established for 200 years. I think from the outset of the founding of our country, there was a party system, because you can start as far back as you want with the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and yeah, they were parties. But not just a single two-party system, I really don't think developed until much later, because even when the first Republican was elected president, as in Abe Lincoln, there were still Whigs, there were Free Soilers, there were all kinds of other minority parties spread throughout the system. So that being said, I think it's kind of sad that people like Page believe, well, if you're going to be a libertarian, and a real libertarian, not just someone that would identify as a Tea Partier or a radical Republican, it's not going to be healthy for your cause to just join up and say, well, the cause is lost, let's just be a Republican.
What's the point? I'm sorry. I heard all the things, but I don't know where what you wrapped into.
You said the cause is lost.
Which cause is lost?
Libertarians.
Well, it's difficult because Page, the guy was right. It is difficult as a minority party now, as myself as a libertarian, to say, okay, you know what? We're not gaining any ground. It's going to be easier if we identify as one member of a party or another to try and get our platform started that way. It's just, I don't think it's a good idea for libertarians in general to just be a Rand or a Ron Paul and say, okay, we're Republicans, we're going to run on this ticket, or but try and rally more of the Democrats there.
What if it's working? I mean, here in New Hampshire, we've found it to be working.
Yeah, but it doesn't work anywhere else, Mark, because nowhere else has the concentration.
It's the God's honest truth that libertarians are wasting their time in 49 other states. It's very difficult to tell them. They tend to be people that are, you know, very firm in their beliefs.
My belief is if you're a libertarian in any other state besides New Hampshire, you might as well just call it quits and focus on your business or your family. If you want to actually achieve liberty, then you got to get to New Hampshire where you can get involved in both the Republican or Democrat parties and actually have an effect and actually get elected. Hey, Jordan, technical question for you. My call screener tells me you're listening to the radio in Lansing. What station? It says you're 88.9. That's a college radio station, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm actually just on my way. I went to that international rugby match today in Chicago, and I was just driving through because I go to Central Michigan University. But I was just trying to find something on the radio. I ended up getting involved in that. Thought I'd give you guys a call.
So we are on 88.9 in Lansing, Michigan. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. It could
amazing.
Possibly be out of Detroit. I'm not sure. It never gave any type of station identification.
Probably got to be a pirate.
Fascinating. Yeah, maybe it is a pirate, but very interesting. Well, I appreciate the call, Jordan. Thanks for the heads up. And if you want to check us out when you drive out of the area, you can visit us at freetalklive.com and get us online any old time you want. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Dave in Montana via Skype. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, yo. Hey, I'm just the opposite of the caller Page. I think the party should have faded away to shameville by now. USA is the greatest debtor nation. Our greatest export is garbage. Since I was a teenager, inflation went up about 1,000%. I think that they should be rounded up and arrested, the Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, you are a dreamer, Dave. I thank you for the call. We are out of time for tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Fred in Battle Creek, we don't have time for you, brother. Call tomorrow night. We got the Sunday show. It will be live. He says he's got a question for you, Mark. So I hope Fred will call back tomorrow for that one.
I'll be here.
We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.